On April 5th this year, there was a power outage in the Foxborough neighborhood adjacent to Stericycle. Resident Natasha Hinks Henderson was curious what would happen at the incinerator, which burns medical waste 24 hours a day. She stepped out of her house armed with a camera.
I looked out my backyard and I see the huge black smoke coming out of their bypass deck. You know, and so that was going out into our neighborhood for 20 minutes, and that has no filters. You know, we're breathing that black, and it had huge flames coming out of the stack for 20 minutes. That's one more incident after another. We're very concerned.
Stericycle's bypass stack is used when there are power outages, as well as during power up and power down. It's a safety precaution to prevent a fire or melting of the facility. The incinerator bypasses the usual emission controls, which require electricity, and releases the exhaust through an unfiltered stack. The company is required to report these unplanned incidents to the state. Utah Division of Air Quality Director Bryce Byrd confirmed the April 5th incident.
That is one of the things that we will be talking to the company about, is these bypass events are rare, but they are uncontrolled when they happen. Basically, it opens and bypasses the emissions controls that are designed to capture and control those emissions that we're most concerned about.
Reports on the state's website reveal that there were 10 such incidents last year, totaling about 9 hours of unfiltered emissions. Byrd says these uses of the bypass stack are legal, but the state may require Stericycle to use an emergency generator or to install some sort of emissions controls in the bypass stack. He says these conditions could be imposed instead of penalty payments for previous infractions. Stericycle has already been issued a notice of violation for exceeding emission standards of the extremely toxic pollutant dioxin and for falsifying its emissions tests. The company has until the end of this month to challenge these allegations before penalties are assessed. Andrea Smartin, KUER News.